His will is our peace. Last night, we reflected on that will of God and its particular movement in Jesus, the Son of God, his absolute trust, surrender, and acceptance of the Father's will, his perfect yes to the Father. Today, we see that yes in his flesh manifest so clearly. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And the Word of God not only spoke those words, but he lived them. And not just for his friends, but for every single human being. While the senses can beget all sorts of reaction and responses in us, love always begets love. Love begets a change of heart, an advance of goodness, furthering of the kingdom of God. Yesterday, at his homily to the priests of Rome at the Chrism Mass, Pope Francis spoke of what he described as an old-fashioned word, a word that he said is well worthy of reflection. The word compunction. That word, he said, means a piercing of the heart. The opposite of that word is so very tragic. It's a tragedy that's beautifully described in the Good Friday poem written by the English cleric G. Stuart Kennedy. And I close this little reflection today, as I often do on Good Friday, with that poem and with a prayer, asking that God the Father, who did not spare his only begotten Son, and that Son, who allowed his heart to be punctured, I ask that in the power of the Holy Spirit, that same God spare us from all indifference. The poem Indifference by Jeffrey Stuart Kennedy. When Jesus came to Golgotha, they hanged him on a tree. They drove great nails through hands and feet and made a Calvary. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. Red were his wounds and deep. For those were crude and cruel days, and human flesh was cheap. When Jesus came to Birmingham, they simply passed him by. They never heard a hair of him. They only let him die. For men had grown more tender, and they would not give him pain. They only just passed down the street and left him in the rain. Still, Jesus cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And still it rained, the winter rain that drenched him through and through. The crowds went home and left the streets without a soul to see. And Jesus crouched against a wall and cried.